Good morning, guys. My name is Julie Abair, and I'm the Christian Education Leader here at John Calvin. We talk about this word authority a lot in the Bible. Do you all know somebody with authority? Any kids? Who are you pointing to, David? Your grandma has authority. That's good. That's a smart answer. So in the Bible, it says, the word authority also has another meaning. It describes a person who is an expert at doing something. We say a doctor is an authority figure. If someone's sick, they go to the doctor and they get better. We say a fireman is an authority figure. If there's a fire, who do you want to be in charge? The fireman. No, not, I don't, maybe you're gonna grow up and be a fireman. I don't know if I'd want Joseph in charge of my fire. But it is a good goal to have for yourself. Well, in the Bible, after Jesus died, his disciples were called before the high priest. They had been told to stop teaching about Jesus, but they had continued to do so. They said, we must obey God rather than men. As Christians, we talk about authority. We realize that we must live in God's rules, rules that help us to be healthy and happy. We also know that God is an expert in these things. Rules, whether made by our parents or God, are not given to make our lives difficult, but rather to guide us in the right direction. So if we have a difficult decision to make and we really don't know how to do, what path to go in or what to do, always think about what God would do. What would your parents want you to do, or your grandparents? And that's usually the right decision, because God leads us in the right path. Are y'all ready for Little Lambs? We have Little Lambs in classroom 12 for the younger children.